I don't know what your day holds for you. Pleasures? Difficulties? Fears? Do you feel inadequate to meet the challenge of today?
Elizabeth Elliot says, there's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of more than 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and Shadow of the Almighty, helping you face your day with a godly attitude. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about the great hymns of my life. I'm just sold on memorizing hymns, singing hymns in the family. I'm convinced that anybody can learn to sing, and singing families generally seem to be families with good voices. So start your children early. Start them learning to sing. The Bible says that we're to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. And so often, if you've memorized the great hymns, then in times of real need and distress, you find that a hymn will come to mind and you can sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. And it just changes the whole climate of things. So the hymn that I want to call to your attention today is one which has always meant a great deal to me, If You Will Only Let God Guide You. And hope in Him through all your ways. Whatever comes, He'll stand beside you to bear you through the evil days. Who trusts in God's unchanging love builds on the rock that cannot move. Second stanza, only be still and wait His leisure in cheerful hope with heart content to take whate'er the Father's pleasure and all discerning love have sent. Nor doubt our inmost wants are known to Him who chose us for His own. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking in California at my son-in-law's church in Laguna Niguel, and to my delight, the people in charge of the conference had asked my daughter to sing, and she chose to sing this hymn, knowing that it is one of my favorites. She does have a very lovely contralto voice, I think, if I, as her mother, do say so myself, and it just meant a lot to me to hear Valerie sing this. The third stanza, sing, pray, and swerve not from His ways, but do your part in conscience true. Trust His rich promises of grace, so shall they be fulfilled in you. God hears the call of those in need, the souls that trust in Him indeed. This is a hymn that expresses a pliable soul, a heart open, surrendered to let God guide. If only we were willing for God's way, if only we would make up our minds in advance that we will do whatever He shows us, we would find that it's not nearly so difficult to discover His will. I think the greatest obstacle to discovering the will of God is our own wills. If we're unwilling to trust Him enough to say, Lord, I'll do anything You say, it's only reasonable to assume that it's going to be very difficult to discover His will, because He shows His will to those that are willing. The psalmist again and again prayed for the will of God. Lead me in a plain path. Teach me Thy way. Show me the way to go. The Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. But if we insist upon being foolish and stubborn and willful and wayward sheep, we're going to have trouble, find ourselves in thickets and falling over precipices. So look at that first stanza, if you will only let God guide you and hope in him through all your ways. Whatever comes, he'll stand beside you to bear you through the evil days. You who are in the midst of what seem like very evil days right now, remember that they won't be forever. God wants to guide you through the dark valley and through the deep waters. Who trusts in God's unchanging love builds on the rock that cannot move. Hope in his love. Put your trust in his willingness to guide you, in his unfailing presence. And remember, all that grieves is only for a moment. All that grieves is only for a moment. He'll bear you through the evil days. If you trust in God's unchanging love, you build on a rock that nothing can move. That's an unshakable foundation, isn't it? I hope that you'll see the application of these truths to your own day today. I don't know what your day holds for you. Pleasures, difficulties, fears, responsibilities. All of you have responsibilities, surely. Responsibilities to other people. Do you need God's guidance for that? Do you need his wisdom and his strength? Do you feel inadequate to meet the challenge of today? Just let God guide you. I remember using this hymn when I was praying about what mission field God wanted me to go to. I didn't know what kind of work God wanted me to do. Was I to be a medical missionary? Was I to be a linguist? And what about this man, Jim Elliot, that I was in love with? This hymn came out in the InterVarsity hymn book, which was published first, I think, in 1947 or 48. And many of the hymns in that original InterVarsity hymn book became the ones that Jim and I sang the most and memorized. So here's one of them. Another hymn, which is in that book, and I'm not even sure that it's in the current edition. I know that it was in the original one. But it's the hymn called, I Take Thy Promise. I've told you about our family devotions and how my father recognized his responsibility to feed his children spiritually every day. And he required that all of us troop into the living room from the breakfast table and sing a hymn together before he read the Bible and then prayed. And we went usually straight through a hymn book. We didn't skip around and we didn't sing just favorites because he wanted us to learn many great hymns. But on April 5th, 1952, which was the day on which I was to sail for the first time to Ecuador, South America, as a missionary, my father made an exception to the rule. He asked me what I would like to sing. This was the hymn I chose. It really was prophetic. I didn't know at the time how prophetic and how applicable it would be, but I think it applies to everyone's life. And because I don't have the hymn in front of me, I will do my best to repeat all the verses. I think I know all the verses, but I may stumble around a little bit. The words are these, I take thy promise, Lord, in all its length and breadth and fullness, as my daily strength. Into life's future, fearless, I may gaze, for Jesus, thou art with me all the days. Days there may be of sadness and distress, when sin has power to tempt and cares to press. Days there may be of joy and deep delight, when earth seems fairest and her skies most bright. Then draw me closer to thee, lest I rest elsewhere, my Savior, than upon thy breast. I've thought a lot about that particular verse because it's not so difficult for us to want to run to the bosom of the Father when we're in trouble, on those days of darkness and distress, when sin has power to tempt and care to press. But aren't most of us much less likely to remember to thank the Lord and to run to his bosom in gladness and praise in the days of joy and deep delight, when earth seems fairest and her skies most bright? Then draw me closer to thee, lest I rest elsewhere, my Savior, than upon thy breast. And then this verse, which means so much. And all the other days that make my life marked by no special joy or grief or strife, days filled with quiet duties, trivial care, burdens too small for other hearts to share. That describes most of the days of most of our lives, doesn't it? Days filled with quiet duties, trivial cares, burdens too small for other hearts to share. And the last stanza draws them all together. Spend thou these days with me, all shall be thine. So shall the darkest hour with glory shine. Then when these earthly years have passed away, may I be with thee in the eternal day. That hymn is called, I Take Thy Promise. I hope that maybe you can find it in an old hymn book. If you can get a hold of the original InterVarsity hymnal published back in 1948 or so, you can certainly find it there. May the Lord make the words of the hymns that you sing real in your own life. May you use them in your prayer life. I've found that to be wonderfully helpful in mine.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.